W8FU. Morning World, KPN. W8FU, KPN. W8DPD. Good morning, Brian. KPN. Good morning, Phil. How are you this morning? What is a courtesy tone? I haven't heard that before. Does that mean it's off the network? Where'd you go, Brian? I'm right here. I'm looking for my phone. There it is. Okay, so do you know what that courtesy tone means?
I'll find out here in a minute.
Our old comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, Bill, when
I don't know.
Sean put in the
I don't know what it is.
Machine,
so, you assume you're on your way to breakfast.
He's almost looking still.
Oh, okay. I said, assume you're on your way to breakfast. Who else was in there?
As is Tim up in Richmond, NAWRO. It's the new thing, the work that Sean did. So, but he'll tell you all about it today, I'm sure. Yeah, it's new. It's kind of funny.
Oh, I see. Two different tones. Ah, okay. Kind of following my strategy.
All right, you guys have a good breakfast, NAWRO. I'll be clear.
Hey, Tim, I got a question for you. It was you who says you bus got an 800, CS800D plus, right? Or am I mixing you up?
No, that's me. Got one in the shack here with the big display, one in the vehicle, and then Wally's got one at his place to start testing.
And it's the plus version?
Yes, sir. All three of them are the plus version.
Okay, do you have any scan groups set up? I want you to test something. You're familiar with nuisance delete, right?
I saw it in the programming, but to be totally honest with you, no. I am not, you know, like have any experience with it whatsoever. But I did see it in there in the CPS.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to run an experiment because I'm having issues. I've been communicating back and forth with Jerry, but you set up a scan list and you program a button for nuisance delete, which, and if you don't know, nuisance delete will just temporarily lock out a channel until you stop the scan or reset the radio or whatever. So you have to, when you set up the channel, there's a selection where you have to tell it it's okay to put a checkbox next to nuisance delete and also nuisance reset. I think it's in the scan list, actually. And then scan something, and when you hear a signal, hit that nuisance delete button and see if it kills it immediately. Because on mine, it doesn't. It waits until it's done with the transmission, then it deletes it, which is a real problem.
All right, let me play with that. I do have a scan list. I've never used nuisance delete, but I've seen it in there. So, yeah, give me a few days to play with it. I'll let you know. maybe even shorter than that. Understand what we're testing, and I'll see what I can do, see if I can replicate it. And then again, if we need to, we can engage Wally. He can test it. He's got one available. So, yeah, no problem. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they screwed someone up in the latest firmware, which I have the newest one, or if it's that's been there all along. And then the other issue is I set up, if you do a monitor for DMR, which is, promiscuous mode, it seems to be showing the wrong color code when it locks on a signal. So I've been on the phone or email with Terry almost every day since I got this thing. There's all kinds of quirky stuff. I'm not sure I'm going to keep it based on what I'm seeing. But anyway, Brian, go ahead.
I was looking at buying one of those CS800 pluses. I have to get an official review from you gentlemen.
Yeah, the other thing, Phil, I'll make sure I find out what version of firmware I have just so we can compare, because I know mine's going to be older than yours. But, Brian, so far so good, but when you do a deep dive in it, yeah, there's going to be some quirks here. So I'll jump out for right now, guys. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for checking that out. Yeah, the other thing that's really bizarre, an old Volkswagen Bug, like probably from the 60s. The other thing that's really weird is if you're in digital mode and you're listening on one of the channels and you transmit direct from another radio, like my Anytone, go to talk around mode, the CS800 will not hear it. It will show the signal there, but it will not decode it. But if I put the CS800 in talk around, also, which should technically only affect transmit, it then receives it. Go figure. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
All right, well, I'm pulling up at the restaurant now, so hardly anybody's here yet, but I'm going to go inside and start my morning coffee. I need it this morning for some reason.
Okay, I'm just about there myself. Is Sean oversleeping?
Well, he's not here yet, and I haven't heard the Starbucks run, so he's probably getting his stuff together now.
Yeah, he's probably still sleeping, so I have to text him and wake him up. All right, see you in a moment. Keep here.
W-8-B-B.
Where is everyone today?
K-P-R.
K-P-R.
Where are you at? You in the car?
I am.
All right, yep. I just drove by. I was going to see if your car was still there and stop in, but alas, it's not.
I'm going to, apparently there's a GM trunk swap. I'm going to go up there and just take a look around real quick.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I love the GM trunk swap. I don't remember and go as often as I would like.
Yeah, so where are you off to?
Believe it or not, I'm going to Sheets.
Oh, you're probably right behind me then, because I'm heading that direction.
I am coming up to the red light at Ryan.
Yeah, I'm the first one. I'm trying to see where you are. I think you're blocked, but yeah, what's their price now?
I don't know. I'm not going there for gas. I'm going there to get breakfast sandwiches. My wife wanted me to go get. I said, I'm going to run up there and you want something? She's like, nah. And then about 5 minutes ago, she goes, you know what? She goes, how about a breakfast sandwich? And then I just.
What, are they known for that kind of thing?
That was weird. My radio just cut off.
Voltage issue?
I think it might have pulled the start-stop thing at the light. But anyhow, I don't know how much you caught, but I figured if you guys were still there, I was going to swing in and get a couple of breakfast sandwiches. If you weren't, then I was just going to go try sheets for a change.
Yeah, and I asked, is Sheets known for that, for having good sandwiches?
I don't know, but it's pretty impressive. If you go get their app and look at their menu, everything's made to order. There's, like, nothing really put together. You know, you go down, you pick, you know, like, oh, I'll take a croissant or a bagel, you know, croissant. You know, and then what meat do you want? What cheese do you want? And what, you know, toppings do you want? You pick everything. Hot, if you want a coney, you can't buy a coney there. You can buy a hot dog, and you can add all the stuff to make a coney, but you can't actually click a button that says coney.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I don't know. If their price is good, I guess I might top off. I'd pay like three, what'd I pay? Costco is a... like 380. Okay, what's their price? I can't make it out.
I don't know, but if you sign up for their app, you get 30 cents a gallon off for a month. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till the one opens up right there by breakfast and then sign up for the app then, and then I'll have, you know, that one right there near breakfast and the 30 cent off. At least take advantage of that through the... I think if you get the 30 cents off for a week or something, or for a month, so, and you.
Okay, that's still, okay, $3.99, that's still expensive, I'm not topping off. Price of gas is supposed to be coming down, I heard.
Speaking of sheets.
Are they putting one in at 14 and Ryan, Sean?
No, that's something else. I don't know what. It's not, definitely not a Sheetz. This one here, which I'm just getting ready to pull in by you, and then one right by me, 12 and DeQuinter. And I don't know if there are any others right in this area.
Yeah, I was by the 12 and DeQuinter a couple of times, and I was super surprised that they didn't gobble up the used car dealership there. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, that surprised me, too. I guess they made him an offer he could refuse. I'm sure they must have offered something.
Yeah, rumored is he was playing hardball, and they told him to... pound sand, and they just built around them, so now they'll get nothing.
Well, maybe the used car place will get a little extra traffic because of all the people swarming Sheets when they first open up with the lower prices, but who knows. And I'm staring at the mulberry tree in the backyard here, and it's sagging from all the berries on it. Anyway, I'll let you guys carry on. Drive till they'll be right up.
I'm here. I'm going to jump out. Go get a few.
All right. Like I said, I'm heading up to the swap, browse around real quick, then head back home. Hey, Pierre. W8VD.
Phil, I'm on TX with him right now. He says, give him a call on the phone, N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, that's not important. That's going, if find out. I was going to let him know that I'm going to try to go to the breakfast tomorrow in case he wants to, in case he's keeping a list. That's all. KPR.
Okay, he copies direct by phone, and I do too. So, yeah, appreciate you showing up. I'll be there as well. NAWRO.
Ask him if Marion's going to be there with him.
That is affirmative. She will be there as well.
Yeah, I don't think I can get my wife up that early, but I'll ask her. All right, keep here.
Copy, NAWRO.
WATIJ.
Hey Greg, how's it going? KPR.
Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. You?
Yeah, I just figured out my radio for some reason lost the tone on it, wrong tone, so I found it on the repeater book, so I got to go back in and change it. But other than that, I was wondering if you were making any progress with the repeater location.
Yeah, it's like molasses, but are making some progress.
Well, that's good to hear. It must be a slow process. Sure missed the connections. I notice it's not linked to anything that I'm aware of.
Well, it's linked here. That's it.
Yes, does it go to any other repeater? Because I'm not picking up what I used to hear. I think it was the Siemens network.
Yeah, that's connected to the FBI network, which is usually connected to the Siemens network. So they're all interconnected. Sometimes the Siemens network is not. So that's it's a whole other issue. It almost always should be connected to the FBI network.
Okay, very good. So where are you heading? I'm just at the house here and getting ready to do some things. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm heading out to the GM trunk swap just to see what's out there.
Yeah, maybe you'll find a lot of HTs because there's not a lot of people who use them anymore. Get on repeaters. You probably pick up some good deals.
Well, the kind of HTs I'm interested in, you won't find at a swap like this.
What are you looking for? DMR or C4FM?
Well, my ultimate one would be a dual band P25. And analog, we're all APX 7000, usually something like that. Like I said, that's not something you'll see at a small swap like this.
Yeah, I agree. So is there a lot of P25 repeaters? I thought I read an article, there's not a whole lot of that going on. Well, maybe, I could be wrong.
No, in this area there's basically one UHF and one VHF with that are connected together, and they have the VHF has multiple receive sites, so I got a radio here in the car that can do both, so VHF and UHF, and so looked at the handheld that can also do that.
Okay, very good. So how many people actually use P25? Are you able to get on there and call and somebody will come back to you?
Yeah, there's a group of us hang out. You know, it's a more technical group because it's not something that most people can just buy and jump on. It takes work. Kind of like the old days when UHF first came available. Couldn't buy any commercial equipment. You had to have some knowledge to jump on there.
Okay, yeah, you kind of answered my question. Very good. Yeah, there's, as you know, there's been a decline in the hobby, especially in the 2-meter, 70-centimeter usage. But I'll tell you what, I appreciate the link when it was up and running, because that just, you know, expanded the reach. Not necessarily increase the amount of users, but the problem is that I see is that there's a lot of people just hanging in their own little groups. They don't go outside their little groups to chat, and that's fine with me, but it does not help the hobby to it.
The pigeonhole.
Right. I'm as guilty as anyone else. I mean, I scan and listen to other machines, and I don't really jump on and just say, get out of call, and I should. I'm, like I said, I'm probably more the problem than the solution.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll either say everybody gets pigeonholed off, or I'll say everybody's off in their little hidey hole, if I want to be a little bit more derogatory. And it's not helping the hobby at all, you know, because, you know, well, I don't want to pontificate, but I'm going to. It's what's wrong with society. You know, people, you know, they used to disagree, we'd work it out. You know, if you went out with your baseball glove, you had to find a way to, you know, get along with the other kids, or you wouldn't play baseball. You know, you have to figure that stuff out. Nowadays, if you don't like the kids playing baseball, you got, you know, there's 1,000 baseball games going on, and you can have just all the kids that don't understand the rules can all get together, and, you know, and they can, you know, reinforce the fact that, you know, they don't understand the rules, and, you know, just, you know, we're so able to segment, we don't interface with one another. And the hobby suffers from it as well.
Yeah, it does. But like you said, Sean, it's society in a whole. You know, you see all these like kids together and as a group, and they're all in, got their noses buried in the phone. Oh, is this another? Wait a minute, is this another sheet going up? Yep. There's another sheet being built at Mound and no. Yeah. What am I on here? Van Dyke and... No. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, very good analogy, Sean. Yeah, that's definitely the sum of the equation for sure. And I remember in high school we had a ham radio station there, and there was like a few operators, young operators, but we used to call them geeks, and they would just, you know, they would hang together and never recruit anybody, and I think they hold their knowledge and look down upon individuals because I didn't know anything, then there was no need to talk to me because I had nothing to add to them, but, you know, they didn't know me at all. Of course, they give me a chance to understand them, but I do appreciate people who have that expertise, because if they didn't, things would not be up and running. So, listen, I'm going to get going, and good talking to you both, and say good morning to you, and hope you get your repeater up and running soon, Phil. 73s, I'll listen out, W8BIJ. Go ahead, John.
Just before you jump, when I turned the radio on, you were talking about how you liked it when it was linked. What link is it you're referring to? I don't know where you went, Greg.
I'm at the swap here. I'm going to look around here. KP.
All right, Phil, we'll catch you later. That one can be real small, but I've always done really well there. It's funny. Have fun.
Do you copy me over?
No, I do, yeah.
442.500, I think it's 442.175, I thought was the one that I was custom hearing, and when you guys were talking, I was going back and forth to see if I could pick up any links up and running from this ear, and I don't hear them.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's why I was asking, because just FYI, yeah, the links are also there. We're connected, most of the time we're connected to Central Michigan, which would include the 175 PJ's machine. Although increasingly for weather events and races and ARPSC events, we're disconnecting, and you know, for functional stuff. But we're finding our groove. But normally when everything's blue skies and everything's working great, we'll be connected up to those guys. And TJ's machine, the 175, is currently just broken. So it's not a network connectivity thing as much as his transmitter's monkeyed up. So I just wanted to, I kind of thought that might be what you were referring to. I just wanted to make sure before I commented.
I'm back.
Oh, that was a short visit. That answers your question. You didn't find anything. Yeah, that's it, Sean. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get going. Thanks for letting me get in, and I enjoyed the chat. WATIJ. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I pull up there and I looking at the, there's like, I don't know, maybe two or three cars have something open, and then because I'm not a member, they want to charge me $5. So I said, no thanks.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a deal breaker until things get cooking. If you get a space, I think, You can get a go in and get a space for the $5. So if you're gonna pop your trunk and you know, then it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I just wanted to look around, and they wanted to charge $5 just to look around, and I could look in and see that there was anybody set up. You know, like I said, maybe three cars had the trunks open or stuff out. Nope, not worth it. So. Anyways, I don't know if you heard me say that I'm building a new sheets also at 22 in Van Dyke.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier, but the conversation weaved and bobbed. But, yeah, Eric's been telling me about that one. I guess that one's going up pretty fast. How is it compared to the one by the restaurant? Is it further along or same or what?
Well, I'm no... gas station engineer, but I mean, it looks like about the same. They're about the same stage. You know, they got the big canopy up, the ground's all dirt, they're digging a hole, you know, stuff, put the tanks in or whatever they're doing. So, yeah, I'd say it's about the same.
Okay, because there's one at Gratiot and Hall Road as well. And it's about the same, too. So they must try to do that. They must try to keep them all at the same place so that they can bring in the same contractors, you know, multiple locations, economy of scale. So, all right, I'm home with the sheets, speaking of that. So I hope it doesn't give me the sheets. I'll be back. W8FU.
Yeah, hope not. All right, I got a little ride home, so I'll be here. KPR.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Another beautiful day making my way to Stony Creek.
Tomorrow morning at 8:30 in New Haven, there's a little something cafe. The group's getting together for breakfast, so let everybody know. Just come one, come all.
All right, good to know. 8:30 tomorrow morning, New Haven. If I'm up at Adam, I might get to it. Well, I'll be up, but it's a matter of if I'll be at Adam. Maybe even drag the wife along, although she's not a morning person at all. So, might do it. We'll see. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. Oh, and in other news, the Take rep emailed Wally, said that the new firmware is out, and he thought they fixed the scan issue. So we are anxiously awaiting. I still haven't heard nothing from the Viking rep. If they get that scan thing worked out between modes, I may get one of those. I may get the prep. I don't know, but that seems like a pretty amazing little piece of kit.
Right. Well, with the scan mode working the way we would like it to, I think either one of those, the Viking or the Tate, would be a good thing. So definitely keep me posted on that. And I know Wally will be getting that firmware, and he'll have that figured out in no time. So it'd be interesting. not that I need the darn thing, but it sure is nice. And, you know, the mobile or the handheld or whatever. And the Viking, I didn't look too much into that one yet. Is there real any gain from that over the Tate if they all do the same thing? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, it's got one thing. It's already type accepted on the state radio system. So, you know, that matters for me more than others. And I'm sure the other one will be in short order, so that's not a big issue. The Viking does not have the scan between modes issue. Never did, apparently. And it can do three modes. It can do DMR, P25, and XDN, for what it's worth, you know, and analog. All band. On the Tate side of the house, they don't do NXDN, which is of questionable value, but they do also work in the amateur 900 band, which is, you know, so it's kind of a wash. But if they get the scan thing worked out, I'll say the advantage to Tate is they're more affordable, and I think the form factor is better. They're real compact.
All right. Well, you answered my question completely. It's just the main points of the differences that you got to kind of weigh out and decide. And I know the heavy one for you, or heavier than most anyway, would be the same system. All right. Good deal. Well, we'll wait to hear from Wally on the firmware, and that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I don't really bring it up for any reason in particular, except for I know you've been kind of following the saga, keeping track and all that stuff, so I'm still waiting to find out. I've had a lot of discussions with the Viking rep, and I'm waiting to see what pushes out there before I, if there were no other incentives, I might be leaning heavily toward the Tate, and if they get that scan figured out, I'd very much be leaning toward them. In a mobile, not so much, because, you know, you just got a control head, so the compactness of the Tate, you know, is not that big of a deal. But in the portable, I think the Tate is far nicer. It's a very, very sexy little package. And the Viking is a pretty chunky monkey.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm traveling across 24 mile here, and I'm getting bacon fry on my receipt, so probably not doing so well into the repeater. But all right, good to know. I'm just gonna sit and drive for a little bit. Appreciate all that info. Maybe we'll chat some more tomorrow morning if I remember, and we'll go from there. KEAVSI.
Okay, yeah, you're still making it in. There's popcorn, but you're still making it in fine. But I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, having my morning coffee and taking care of some stuff. I did a lot of revamps on the FBI repeaters and the hub and everything. So got a lot of that stuff done yesterday, and so now I'm down to some bookkeeping. So doing that now. Before I get in, I got some chores I got to tend to. All right, catch you later. Have fun at the Lark. W8FU.
Yeah, the efforts made on the your whole network there, a lot cleaner, a lot smoother, likely easier to manage, so probably was needed. Well done. And now just wrap it up and coast for a while. K8BSI.
KZ8Z, Scratchy and Mobile.
Good morning, this is Tim, 88JL. Driving to lunch, got a few minutes in the car, thought I'd throw a call sign out there. Anybody doing anything on VHF? I keep hearing about how 6 meters is open. Unfortunately, I can't get my antenna to tune on 6 meters. Just wondering what people are doing out there. You got some time to talk? Great. Otherwise, 88JL.
This is QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. What I had done for getting my antenna tuned to 6 meters is I took my otherwise would be a 20-meter vertical, and I collapsed it down to the point where it was resonant on 6 meters, and that's how I managed to get one contact, but it was only a single contact that was in the local area.
I think it was K-E-8-E-T-F. That's not a bad idea. Now that I think about it, I've got a vertical that I've used it for a POTUS, that type of thing. And it's tall, but yeah, there's no reason I have to open it up all the way. That's an interesting idea. Because now I have to come over the laziness of getting the coax into my house. But that's at least one step closer. That's a good idea. Thank you very much for that. By the way, this is Tim, Tango India Mike.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I'm Darren.
F-A-E-T-Q. Yeah, I butchered that pretty badly, didn't I? Yeah, Darren, nice to meet you. You probably haven't had your license that terribly long. My daughter's KF-8-DCK, so she got hers a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago. So I'm guessing you've had your license about a year. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. It's been since about maybe September or October, somewhere around there.
Sounds good. How did you make your contact on VHF? Was it SSB voice or data?
I did it over FT8, which is on top of the SSB side.
Sure, yeah. But it's data. It's a computer doing it. Not that I'm like trying to take it away. It's more a matter of were you trying to get it through with voice or were you trying to get it through with data? Because I know some guys that just today were talking about the fact they were talking to people, FDA, they were contacting people in New Zealand, other places like that. Just crazy for oh, no, I'm sorry. That was 10 meters. New Zealand was 10 meters, which is pretty crazy for 10 meters. So, technically, 10 meters is still HF, but just kind of barely.
For me, at least what I had seen on the PSK reporter thing, that I was getting through to the west coast almost of America, and the whole east coast was lit up reasonably well.
Yeah, from my understanding, for 50 megahertz, for 6 meters, that's pretty outstanding. Like I said, I got to overcome the laziness. Today is such a beautiful day. I'm pretty sure I can carve some time out to get something going. I just want to see. I don't know if it's hard to know. Middle of the day, I honestly are all nicely charged. Is that helping? Is it better? Grapevine time, you know, twilight time? I don't know. But at least if I get it up this afternoon, maybe I can try out both.
I did it during lunchtime, between in the middle of work during the work week. So that's where I managed it. The only one I've managed to make a contact with officially is in an ENAQ, the same grid square as that I am currently in.
That makes sense. You can think of it. I've done very little out there, both 6 and 10. And so it's a, like I said, a neat opportunity. It can take some practice to do that. But it works a little different from what I understand. Like I said, I got no experience, so I don't have a lot to say. But yeah, I'm glad to hear that things are happening. Well, I'm just about to my destination and trying to get a little crazy, so I'm going to get off the radio. Let me see if I can do this without butchering it. KFETQ, nice talking to you, 73 from 88JL.
Talk to you later, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
W8LFA.
Hello, this is Zulu Sierra 5 Juliet Yankee, ZS5JY. And ZS5 Juliet Yankee calling Echolink from South Africa. CQ Zulu Sierra 5 Juliet Yankee calling Echolink from South Africa. Any stations, any mobile stations, any stations anywhere, this is ZS5JY calling. Nothing yet.
KE8WOJ.
W8LFA.
W8BPD from KE8WUO.
That was good, Sean. Nice, clear audio. Got some problems. Sorry about that.